Here's Pastor Brian as he continues this week's study.
Welcome to the program today, and currently we're in a study of looking at the prophecies as contained in the book of Daniel. And today we find ourselves in Daniel chapter 8, primarily focusing on prophecies that relate to the Medo-Persian Empire and Greece. The first three verses of this chapter read this way: In the third year of the reign of King Belshazzar, a vision appeared to me, Daniel, after the one that appeared to me the first time. I saw in the vision, and so it happened while I was looking, that I was in Shushan, the citadel, which is in the province of Elam, and I saw in the vision that I was by the river Ulai. Then I lifted up my eyes and saw, and there standing beside the river was a ram which had two horns, and the two horns were high, but the one was higher than the other, and the higher one came up last. And so in this vision, this ram is ultimately going to represent the Medo-Persian Empire, two nations that came together to form one empire. And even the smaller details about this vision, about the horns of the higher one coming up last, is going to be significant. And fortunately, we do not have to guess as to what this ram represents, because it's interpreted for us later in Daniel chapter 8 and verse 20. It says, the ram which you saw having the two horns, they are the kings of Media and Persia. So we definitely know that this here is a prophecy of two kings or kingdoms coming together to form an empire, which we commonly call the Medo-Persian Empire. And here it says, and here's the important part about the prophecy, which makes this so amazing. It says, the two horns were high, but the one was higher than the other, and the higher one came up last. What that means historically and prophetically is that the smaller empire in the time of Daniel was the one that would rise to the dominant power. And this is exactly what happened historically as predicted by Daniel here. The symbolism accurately describes the Medo-Persian history. Before Cyrus the Persian came to power, Media was already an established power at the time which Daniel was writing this book. For example, they actually helped Babylon defeat Assyria in 612 BC. At that time, Persia was a small country to the south, occupying less than 50,000 square miles. But when Cyrus came to power about 6 years later in 550 BC, he gained control over Media, thus making Persia the dominant empire of the two. Under his leadership, they combined two empires which developed the vast Medo-Persian Empire. Another interesting aspect about this prophecy is that the ram here actually corresponds to Daniel chapter 2, which we looked at last week, the chest and arms of silver, as well as in Daniel chapter 7, verse 5, the bear as a prophecy of the Medo-Persian Empire. And Daniel 7, verse 5 says, and suddenly another beast, a second like a bear, it was raised up on one side. And that relates to how one of the empires took the dominant role of these two empires, which would be the Persian Empire through the authority and leadership of Cyrus. And it goes on to say, and had three ribs in its mouth between its teeth. And they said, thus to it, arise, devour much flesh. And the three ribs in its mouth actually represent the three empires that the Medo-Persian Empire had to conquer in order to take authority over the world. And those three nations were Babylon, Lydia, and Egypt. They actually formed an alliance against the Medo-Persian Empire, but were ultimately defeated. So it's amazing how accurate the Bible is, even down to the smallest of details. Another amazing aspect of this prophecy of verse 3 is the fact that the second horn, which comes up higher, is Cyrus the Persian. He is also discussed in the book of Isaiah. Some 150 years before he even came to power, he was prophesied by name. An amazing prophecy in Isaiah 44, verse 28 through chapter 45, verse 3. It reads this way: Who says of Cyrus, he is my shepherd. He shall perform all my pleasure, even saying to Jerusalem, you shall be built, and to the temple, your foundation shall be laid. So Cyrus was actually named here before he was even in existence, even in power, that would be the one that would help to see Jerusalem and the temple to be rebuilt. Chapter 45 goes on to read, Thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have held, to subdue nations before him, and loose the armor of kings, to open before him the double doors, so that the gates shall not be shut. I will go before you, and make the crooked places straight. I'll break in pieces the gates of bronze, and cut the bars of iron. I'll give you the treasures of darkness, and the hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord, who call you by your name, am the God of Israel. And many Bible interpreters understand these first three verses to apply how God allowed Cyrus to conquer the Babylonians. And the way he did that was actually by rerouting the Euphrates River, which ran through the city of Babylon, and then he was able to walk on dry land under these huge iron gates that were designed to obviously keep people out. And so here it's an amazing prophecy about a man before he was ever born of exactly how he would relate to the nation of Israel. So the book of Daniel, as well as many other prophecies in the Bible, are truly amazing. Daniel 8 verse 4 goes on to describe some detail of how this empire is going to come to power. And I saw the ram pushing westward, northward, and southward, so that no beast could withstand him, nor was there any that could deliver him from his hand, but he did according to his will and became great. And there's four symbols in verse 4 that need to be interpreted in light of the Medo-Persian Empire. First of all, it says the ram pushed west, north, and south, which shows the direction this empire would conquer. The conquest of Cyrus was primarily to the west, which was Babylonia, Syria, and Asia Minor, which is the direction noted first. Later, they did expand northward into Armenia, into the Caspian Sea, as well as southward, Egypt and Ethiopia. They did have some activity to the east, but really not of any significance. So here, the Bible accurately predicts the direction which this empire would conquer. Then it says, no beast could withstand him. And Cyrus truly was able to conquer all the other nations at will. And we saw ultimately this is because God helped him, as described in Isaiah chapters 44 and chapter 45. Another interesting point about this prophecy is the symbolism of the ram that's applied to this empire. First of all, the Persian king wore a ram's head as he stood in front of his army as he went out into battle. Second, the guardian spirit of the Persian kingdom was a ram with sharp, pointed horns. And third, in relationship to the ram, the signs of the zodiac were often applied to specific nations. The Persian monarchy was under the zodiac sign of Aries the ram. So here we see, even down to the smallest of details, every aspect was fulfilled in the Medo-Persian Empire. Then in Daniel chapter 8, verses 5 through 8, another empire is described that will rise up. And I was considering, suddenly a male goat came from the west, across the surface of the whole earth without touching the ground, and the goat had a notable horn between his eyes. Then he came to the ram that had two horns, which I had seen standing beside the river, and ran at him with furious power. And I saw him confronting the ram. He was moved with rage against him, attacked the ram, and broke his two horns. There was no power in the ram to withstand him, but he cast him down to the ground, trampled him, and there was no one that could deliver the ram from his hand. Therefore the male goat grew very great. But when he became strong, the large horn was broken, and in place of it, four notable ones came up toward the four winds of heaven. And once again, we don't have to guess as to the identity of this male goat, because in verse 21 of chapter 8, it says, and the male goat is the kingdom of Greece. The large horn that is between its eyes is the first king. And for the broken horn and for the four that stood in its place, four kingdoms shall arise out of that nation, but not with its power. So here we have, in the interpretation given, is that this notable horn, or this important horn, is a strong leader, and then after his leadership, the kingdom is going to be divided into four different territories. And that's exactly what happened. And historically, what we have here is a prediction of Alexander the Great, who was the leader of Greece, who is this notable horn, and then at his death, his empire was actually divided into four different kingdoms. Let's look at some of the detail that's given here that directly applies to the kingdom of Greece. In verse 5, he says this male goat came from the west, which is historically accurate because Greece lies to the west of the Medo-Persian Empire, and it's a direction which Alexander came out of in relationship to conquering territory. It also says that he moved across the surface of the whole earth without touching the ground. And that's probably in reference to the speed in which Alexander the Great conquered the known world. It took him and his army 14 short years to gain control of the known world. This is also seen in Daniel chapter 7 verse 6, where the Grecian Empire is symbolized by the leopard, which obviously emphasizes the speed. Also in Daniel chapter 2, the belly and thighs of bronze is a prediction of the Greek Empire. Verses 6 and 7 also speaks of this ram coming at these other empires, confronting them with power and rage and destroying its enemies. That's exactly the way Alexander went out. He went out in great fury, and there was great tension or anger between the Greeks and the Persians. Alexander the Great came with thousands of troops in 334 BC against the Persian, which was the first of three attacks on Persia, which ultimately brought them to their defeat. The Greek army conquered the Persian territory within 3 years from these battles. After this, the Persians had no strength to resist and then were eventually taken over. which fits very clearly with verses 6 and 7. But one of the main reasons this prophecy is recorded in here in the book of Daniel is found in verse 8. It says, therefore the male goat grew very great, which Alexander the Great did. He became a great leader. But when he became strong, or in the process of him building his empire, the large horn was broken, which speaks of his death. And so here Alexander the Great dies, and in the place, four notable ones came up toward the four winds of heaven. And historically, that's exactly what happened, that Alexander the Great died in his prime at a young age, many say at the age of 32, and in his place, the four generals of his army divided up the kingdom and split up the territory. And that's what the rest of chapter 8 describes, which goes into great detail, which we'll look at in our next study.